Simon Tov Kuf Ein Hey Seif Tes. Rabbi, as mentioned yesterday, the everything we learned so far is based on the situation in Eretz Yisrael. What we're going to be seeing now is that it's not necessarily the case in Chutz La'aretz. That's what Seif Tes teaches us. Everything we learned so far about the 13 fast and afterwards, it's followed afterwards by continued halachas of kind of mourning related halachas. All this that discussed in Eretz Yisrael. We also learned that you don't fast after the 13 days. That's all regards to Eretz Yisrael. B'may dvorim b'Eretz Yisrael. V'chol adoy milot. This is all with regards to places like Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, and similar surrounding areas. Aval, but in places where the oynas akshamim shalahem, the rain season is koydim shvasa b'macheshven. He's either before the 17th of cheshven or yachas manzeh, or after that. In other words, other areas where it's Where the rain season is different, such as for instance, southern hemisphere, right? The rain season is winter, is what we call the summer, and vice versa, right? So kshigiyaz man uvloyoduk shomim, when it's their rain period and the rain hasn't come, yichidim isanim sheni chamishisheni, you do the same model of firstly private individuals fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Humafsikim b'rosh chodesh Chanukah v'Purim. You stop. You don't fast on Shchodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. For Shem Achik Moshi Shayomim, after you wait a bit, Im Lo Yaduk Shomim, if rain still hasn't come, Bezin goes and Yud Gimel Taniyos. The Bezin will decree 13 fasts. I'll say the Shaman as before. Kol Tainish goes in Matzibu, any Sifyud. Every Tainish which is decreed on a community, Bechutz Laos and Chutz Laoretz, Oichlem Bohem Belayla, Vedinu Kedin Shah Taniyos, Shein goes in Matzibu Tainish, Gurin Tzim Kippo, Elo Beretz Yisrael, Bilvad, Vekalamoto, Beoysom, Esa Taniyos, Shem Shole, Shem Tzim, Vesheva Chonis. This is the point that the Shulchan Aruch is making of in Sifyud. Everything we've discussed, the model of 13 fasts, after you stop, and after you go for the halachas discussed yesterday, that in terms of the timing, that is only true in Eretz Yisrael. But if you happen to live in a place where the rain period is a different time of year, so be it so, at that particular place, that particular time will be different. But the model, the structure, the, how should we call it? The 13 fasts, the template. Yeah, okay. Templates. I can see you work on computers. Yeah. So the model, the structure of the 13 fasts, Yechidim, Tzibur, etc., that will remain the same. So just copy-paste. Yeah, we're talking computers. Copy-paste that, just to put in a different period of the year where it's going to be relevant. So I don't know who is from a different... in South Africa, I suppose. Anybody knows in South Africa, same, Paris not here. I think the rain season starts then. One second, you were in Florida for a while.
Florida's very rainy in the summer.
Taka. In the winter, how is it in the winter?
Beautiful. Stunning.
Taka.
Summer,
right, so that would be a good example. So I suppose in Florida, then when the rain is supposed to come, that's what we call the summer. So then that's where you're going to have the fast, if there's no rain. 13 fasts, etc., will all happen that time of year. But it's the same model, but different timings. Okay.
Somewhere out here,
because
we have rain.
Yeah.
There's no predictable
pattern. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Now, everything we've discussed so far is, all the halachas we've discussed so far is if there is no rain. Okay. What happens? So we discussed what happens if they try to daven, no rain. They fasted, no rain. They still fasted, still no rain. They continue to. Okay, what happens if it worked? It did the trick. It did the trick. They fasted. And as they fast, suddenly, whoa, storm comes. It's wind, rain, and it's pelting down. What happens then? So the question is... it's all right if you finish the fast and the next day it starts raining. That goes without much question. The question is going to be far more interesting, is what happens if in the middle of the fast day it starts raining? Do you continue to fast or not? It worked! Baruch Hashem! Kadosh Baruch Hu answered our fast, answered our tshuva. What do you do if it's raining in the middle of a fast? So you're saying, it's a very, very nice to all, you're saying, you can be cautiously optimistic, just because it rains, but don't get excited too quickly. Don't get excited too quickly. You know, the problem is not solved after an hour of rain. You've got to have much more rain than that. So you're saying that you're saying even more than that. We said that if there is a bit of rain, and after it stops. After it started to sprout, after it started to grow, it's even worse. She's saying, don't be so excited. Don't be so quickly excited. So you're saying, no, you carry on fast at least until the end of the fast. Okay.
Is that Kabbalah? Is that not Kabbalah?
What happens, leading from your question, what happens if it's properly pelting, but properly storming? And you mamash feel, wow, this is already, okay, it's so much rain now. Do you think there's a point that you can stay, okay, we don't have to fast anymore?
If it comes down torrentially, you're going to have a flood.
Good. Okay, this is also mentioned. Okay, let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. See if you'd Aleph. How you miss Animalak Shomim. We're defining rain now. If there is misamarak shomim venanu, okay. If it was raining after the fast, during the fast, or misamarak shomim venanu, kama yorudu v'yupois kiminat. It is what stage is it considered sufficient that you stop fasting? Define rain. Define sufficient rain that you can stop. Mishikantse ba'oimik ha'oretz, when it's absorbed in the earth. Properly, the rain is properly got soaked. Hachareva tefach, if it's desolate ground, he got to have one tefach worth of rain inside it. Uveinonis, and in between, it's two tefachim, shnei tefachim. Uveavuda, if it's worked ground, shlosh tefachim. Why is that? Why is worked ground and worked earth? You could have three tefachim as opposed to untouched earth. Yeah, I think so. So I'm not into farming, into agriculture, but I believe that earth, which was worked on, is much softer. You've removed the stones. It's more airy and more softer. So therefore, it's going to soak in far deeper. There's no stones and rocks there. Therefore, worked ground, you're going to have three tefachim of rain. Untouched, rocky ground is one tefach. V'shirkam atzorichim lered levorich alem. A bracha, let's discuss later, right? In terms of making a bracha of thanking Hashem. Vimus, okay, so that's how much is defined as rain. But, in regards to our earlier question, what happens if the rain starts after chatzos? It's pelting. It's really pelting. It's coming down. What's the English expression? It's coming down? Cats and dogs. That's right. Anybody has got any understanding in this expression? This is ancient and it must have a reason for it. Cats and dogs. What's pshat, cats and dogs? Must be a reason for it. Yeah, let's hear.
It's the velocity of the rain coming down. The pressure of the rain on your head. It's so heavy that it feels like an animal's falling on your head. That's pshat.
But why cats and why dogs? Why not giraffes and lions?
Cats and dogs are quintessentially English...
English animals, right, okay. Yeah, okay, what's your theory?
It's a wild one, completely wrong, but in lieu of payments, you know, the old London Zoo used to be in Tower of London.
Yeah, yeah.
And in lieu of payment in the 1700s, you could take a cat or a dog and they would throw it to the,
really?
Throw it to the lions and tigers as payment.
Oh, that's a
very good name. Sounds very interesting. I've always said very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to do the knowledge to get a shot like that. You have to do the taxi driver knowledge, otherwise.
The
Yeah, that you have to be the tour guide. Yeah, okay, Rabbi, it's interesting. Anybody can do some investigative research.
Where is,
oh, what does Google say?
I just googled it. It's various
what's that?
Reasonings given.
Yeah, that's it.
Peasant homes were commonly thatched. Animals could crawl into the thatch to find shelter from the elements and would fall out during the heavy rain.
Oh, there you go. Right, so that's a very good shot. Rabbi, so when it is raining, cats and dogs, but this happens to be after Chatzos, okay? So what do you do then? Do you continue to fast, yes or no? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yashlimu Yisraelim, yes, you continue fasting. You're fasting, davening for, you're fasting because of rain, and yet the it's pelted down already, it's coming down already, and the wells have filled up already. The be'eros, the wells are filled up with water, fresh, nice rainwater. Yet you're still fasting because the rain only was only raining after Chatzos. However, im ischidu leret koidim Chatzos, but if the rain came before Chatzos, lo yashlim, you do not continue to fast. Hello yoichlu, rather, you eat, v'ishtu, you drink, v'yas yomtu, you make a great yomtu and festive arrangements, v'lo erev, and in the evening is kaptsu, you get together, and what do? When you get together? You get together in the evening, after breaking the fast and celebrating, v'yoymru halel hagodol, and you say halel. That's absolutely precisely correct. See, if Kotel Lamed says, why do you do halel? Halel hagodol is heim chov vov ki le'olam chazdoi. You say ki le'olam chazdoi, ki le'olam chazdoi, ki le'olam chazdoi, 26 times. V'choyz imodim nachnu lachal kol tipo v'tipo, k'mo shikosim. So that is what you get together in the evening and you say. Rabbi said, it is interesting, the distinction that the Shulchan Aruch makes. You do not. Why is it the distinction that we make? So again, the question was, if it rains on the Tanis, do you fast or do you not fast? The answer is, it depends when it was raining, before midday or after midday. If it starts to rain after midday, you continue to fast. If it rained before Chatzos, you break your fast. Why? Why? If you're telling me that the rain should terminate the fast, so what's the difference between before Chatzos and after Chatzos? You might as well continue fasting. I want to hear you at 6 p.m., you know. When you have another 3 hours to go and it started raining, what are you fasting for? Says the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm not claiming I fully understand it. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Chavah, bottom line, explains as follows. Yashlimu Oisei Hayom, bottom line, Shikva Ovar, because the past already Roy Vayom, the majority of the day, Big Dusha, in sanctity, in holiness. Veshuv ein oimer aneinu betfilas amencha, you do not recite anymore aneinu in Shemayna Esra, for lo yitachnunim acherim. He says, because most of the day has passed with the biktusha. It's called ktusha, in sanctity, in holiness. Now, I do not, because most of the day was within ktusha, so you can finish off the day in ktusha. Why is it called ktusha? Why is it called holiness? In fact, you're fasting. Now I know that the root of Kedusha always comes from separation. Kedusha is always separation, like Kedesha and Kodosh always means separation. The root of Kodosh means separation, different. But still, most of the day is Kedusha and then the rest of the day is Kedusha. I don't fully understand that. So I think the question is still remains to be solved a bit. What do you say? He says one. Yeah, he says that once you the fasting. The way I understand the Mishnah Berurah to interpret it is that fasting means ketusha. You're on a certain level of ketusha. Now, if you've done majority of the day like this, you might as well finish the rest of the day in a ketusha state. But if the rain started before Chatzos, so you've only been a bit of the day was a ketusha. Fine, so it's not a big deal. So you might as well break your fast now. I don't claim I understand it. Mishnah Berurah asks, all right, so let's say it rained. And let's say you fasted until, let's say it rained after Chatzos, and you finish off the fast. On the Matzah of the fast, what, do you celebrate or not? It's raining. You're going to celebrate now? You're going to say, Halala Godoil? You're going to celebrate, sure. Of course, Mishnah Berurah says, but you must eat beforehand. You cannot say, the Mishnah Berurah said, it's inappropriate to start saying, Halala God, and thank Kodesh Baruch for the rain, whilst you're still hungry. Doesn't make sense. You're still hungry, and you're thanking Hashem for the rain. You should eat first, and then recite the Halala God, and celebrate. Seif Yud Beis Ein Oimrim Halal Agodol Elok Shenanu Biyom Tanisom Tafka. You will only say the Halal Agodol when. Interesting. Top of page 98. You will only recite Halal Agodol if the rain came on the day of your fast. Avalim Loinanu. But if they were not answered, at Lurim Achat Anisam Lois. But if, let's say, they fast on Monday, Thursday and Monday, and the subsequent Tuesday it's going to rain, you do not say Halal HaGodl. So Halal HaGodl is a special designated tefillah that is recited when it's as a directly connected, and it's linked when, only if on the day of the fast it started raining. Why? It's still the night. I know you're saying that the night. Good question. Very nice question. That normally we always know that the night is not the same. You know the yeah. It's a good question. I believe that for this purpose, it's considered still. Yeah, it's a good question. Very nice question. Very nice question, but yeah, that's what it sounds like. Finally, for this evening, Psif Yud Gimel, Him Yodu Lohem Kshomim Beleil Tanisom Kodim Sholam Udashacham. If it's raining on the, that's really following on to your point, actually. If it's raining on the night, Kodim Sholam Udashacham, but it's before the early morning star rises, the early morning, Amudashacham, when the start of the day, if it rains before the start of the day, following a day of fasting, Ein Omer La Godel, so as long as it's before. This is the town of Sibyl, yeah. Correct.
This is talking about the morning, sorry, the night before the time. To clear an issue with night time, doing higher night.
It's Halal Godel. It's Halal HaGodol. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that Halal HaGodol, you're allowed to say by night. It's like Mishnah Berurah. It's like Lamed. He says, "Hem chavov kilo olam chazdoi." For chois min at the end, you make an ending. Moedim anachnu loch al kol tipo v'tipo k'mo shikosu v'sim reish chavar. It's specific. Bracha which is recited. For shuv and yochit tzorich levorich. You do not recite the bracha. ויש להסך קודם הודו שעמלס הנה בוכו וגוים העומדים בבית השם בלילויס ועמל נשים מקצה אורץ etc. That is what you recite. Correct. Yeah, that's what it says.
Don't say the normal
yeah. Correct. Yeah. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening. So we learned... the halachas that if there is that everything we discussed so far as regards to Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, you go according to the seasonal conditions of that particular place. So just because it's not raining, if it's not meant, you go according to what is the normal rain season in that particular place. We also learned that you learned that if the definition of rain is once there is one tefach, if it's rocky area, three tefachim, if it's a worked area, it's sopping and moist. If it rains after chatzos, we learned After Chatzos, you continue to fast. If it's before Chatzos, you stop to fast that place. After the rain has reached that stage, you will eat and drink. One celebrates, and in the evening one gets together, one says Halal HaGadol. We also learned that the Halal HaGadol is only to be recited on the day of the fast. If it rains on a different day, not directly connected to the fasting, the Halal HaGadol is not to be recited. Right, okay, these are the lochas of this evening, and we'll continue tomorrow. May Hashem Sim Tov Kuf Ein Vav.